From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
Several years ago, I got a tour of the headquarters of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops in Washington, D.C. It's located almost across the street from the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception and near the campus of Catholic University. And it's a place that is central to the Conference of Bishops who decide general Catholic policy for the United States. And that includes also the territories which range from St. John's Virgin Islands to Guam. If there is one thing that building speaks, which I understand was built into the design, it is that the leaders of the Catholic Church in the U.S. are here and they have something to say to the leaders of the free world. However, it is many years later and the church has been in a deep crisis since 2002. And I'm not sure people are so apt to listen. I'm not trying to be insulting to the bishops. I'm making a point which we can find in today's gospel. Jesus warns those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I think we are watching and have been watching for some time humbling being done by God to His Catholic Church here in the United States. That's a good thing. When we are humbled before the Lord, we learn to listen to Him. In fact, being humbled is a form of discipline where the Lord corrects those He loves. We can truly say that the church is undergoing a correction here in the United States and in the world. Yet Jesus also taught, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Those, and that includes all of us, who humble themselves before the Lord will do great things in His name, for it is He who will then work through us. That powerful message you will find in the story of Gideon. However, if we decide that we are representatives for God and everyone must listen to us, we better prepare ourselves to either be speaking God's words perfectly or expect the Lord to say to us, "What are you doing?" I think the church in the United States is encountering the "what are you doing" phase. So the Lord is calling us to be humble before Him so that He can show us how to speak for Him. Humility is the most important of all virtues. It is not, by the way, walking around and acting like you were the worst of all human beings or you're the least of all creatures. Humility is the act of understanding who we are. St. Francis of Assisi put it very well when he prayed to the Lord, "Who are you, O Lord, and who am I?" The humble person will seek to be what Christ creates him to be and nothing more but nothing less. The person will plumb the depths of all the gifts that Christ gave to each and every one of us and offer them up to the Lord that He may help us to use them in the way that most glorify His name. This will lead him to glorify us in return. Probably one of the most powerful dynamic examples of this very reality can be found in the lives of some of our own powerful and serious Catholics in our own world, and not necessarily in high lofty places, but in other places. For example, I'm sure you've seen the ads for the St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which are often on TV. I don't know if you're aware of the history behind that hospital, but it's rather interesting. It goes into the case of Danny Thomas. He's the founder of St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and it's the fruit of a deal he made with St. Jude many years ago. What had happened was he was starting out as a comedian, and he wanted to do well, and things I don't think were going very well at the time. And so he walked into a church, he's very Catholic, walked into a church and prayed to St. Jude, and he told him that if you bless my career, then I will do something for you. I think something along the lines, "I will do what you will ask me to do in response." Well, Danny Thomas not only became a great comedian, at one time he and Sheldon Leonard, who, if you remember, was Nick the bartender in It's a Wonderful Life, became the number one TV producers with such credits to their name as The Andy Griffith Show, Dick Van Dyke Show, and Gomer Pyle. He talked about one time, I saw this in an archive, he talked about one time how he told the networks that if they didn't let him hire people who had been blacklisted during the McCarthy era, he would not provide them any shows, and that changed that acting. He also was the producer of The Dick Van Dyke Show in Gomer Pyle. He's the one who selected Mary Tyler Moore to be Laura Petrie. Yet his greatest legacy is St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I'm sure you've seen the ads and know that all the work they can do. And you've probably seen his daughter, Marlo Thomas, speaking on behalf of St. Jude's. All this began with humbly approaching the Lord through St. Jude and asking him to bless his show business career. And that hospital, I'm sure, is his greatest legacy. In light of that, another good example is from another Catholic, Frank Capra. He had a movie flop that was his greatest triumph, and I'm sure you're familiar with the movie, and if you aren't, you're going to see it 1,000 times between now and December. It was It's a Wonderful Life, which is a powerful story of how everyone's life is important. And one of my favorite parts in that is John Barrymore, who just does such an excellent job as Mr. Potter. It's intense. If you noticed also, if you're familiar with the R Gang series, Alfalfa is in the movie as well. He opens up the swimming pool, and by the way, that high school actually existed. It really did have a swimming pool under a dance floor. So he's one of the people who opens up the swimming pool. As popular as this movie is today, it's popular because it was a complete failure. What happened was it did poorly at the box office. And because of that, it did so poorly that it basically got forgotten. And in doing so, they forgot to renew the copyright. So then it ended up in the public domain. That's why it became so popular, because you didn't have to pay royalties to show it. So it ended up in the public domain, and now all of a sudden, especially around Christmas, it's being shown left and right. Well, the movie industry has never been known to practice humility, and it didn't in this case. They had to find a way to see if they could renew the copyright, and they looked every possible way until finally they discovered something. The music was still copyrighted, and that's what they did to restore a way to make money off the movie. And it's still popular. It's now one of the most important American movies, and tells that great story of how every life is important, and the theme also is the importance of friends. Frank Capra himself was excited how television gave success to this movie that he loved so much that failed at the box office. And it's a very Catholic movie. Currently, the church is being humbled, but when all is said and done, God will bring his power to the church because he humbles us only to do his great work through us. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The more we humble ourselves before the Lord, the more he will do through us, even what we may never have expected.